Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
All right, there, the time has just gone on to 2 minutes over the hour six. We are together till seven. We're talking about tests, man. We're talking about tests. And remember Gideon, hey? Remember Gideon, Sipo. Judges chapter 7, verses 4. But the Lord said to Gideon, "The people are still too many. Bring them down to the water, and I will test them for you there." And says, "Then it will be that of whom I say to you, this one shall go with you, the same shall go with you." And then says, "And of whomever I say to you, this one shall not go with you, the same shall not go." And we know the story that the people became less and less and less, and Gideon started to become frightened.
Yeah.
Saying, here it looks like ngiyoqethelela nganabantu ngoba naba baningi bayahamba.
Nalaba bathembile bathathiwe balahlelwa lidolini.
Iqhumama zempi.
Yeah,
zezafika laphayana zaphuza amanzi zenzani zenzani. Hawu, uNkulunkulu wathi hawu, ngendlela kuphuzwa ngakhona kubhekwe nje umuntu azaqwile nangamehlo.
Athi hayi, mana sayiphi.
Kufuneka labo ngathi bayaxhaphaza.
Eyi, amanzi njengolwimi lenje.
Yeah, bayaxhaphaza.
Mm.
Ungizwa kahle uJabu, uyangizwa nawe sima, bayaxhaphaza. Kusho ukuthi ubhekile.
Yeah. Eyi, Nkosi yami.
Okwebhubesi.
Yeah.
And maybe if you kakhulu ke lapho kuthiwa ngathi about 300.
Yeah.
Hayi ngiyacabanga uGideon yona. Hey. Hayi mara ngu Gideon mina enze uNkulunkulu yabona la uyosibulalisa la. Kusele laba. Kukhona mhlambe nalaba vela zanga kababheke nokubabheka. Kusele bona niba bachaphazayo. uNkulunkulu yazi sekakunqobele leyo mpileyo.
Hallelujah.
Usiza wena ngokukuvivinya ukuthi ususe amaqhawe akho.
Yeah.
Usale ngaye abe iqhawe lakho.
My God.
Sipho.
What a powerful statement, mfundisi, ukuthi uNkulunkulu, he wants us to depend upon him, him alone, not even in our own understanding. At the same time, he uses his ways because uthi Isaiah 55 indlela zakhe iphakeme uhlo kwamazulu aphakamile umhlaba. So when God does what he always do, when these things ezingekho we normal understanding of a human being, if u check and we issue ka yale ndoda uJoshua ukuthi kwakunabantu abathembile wayenama skills kulabo, no, this one I know mangimbeke front lo mbekele, but God, he wanted to chief his focus and his dependency from people, but to him, God, self-work. And it is amazing, but when God is so sad, Labantes depend on him. But why he couldn't live with me alone? He knows us very well. He's got all the details. He's going to go to body, as a candidate, a mass of human brain, all those things, minor things. He can see through the microscope. It shows what he knows, all the details of what you are going through. You know, even though I'm in the veil of the shadow of death, God is with you. He'll never leave you, neither forsake you. During test time, I won't allow to be tested beyond your strength. God enables us to stood the test of time.
Yeah, man.
We have the capacity. It's my care, you loved. When it's over, you simply just pungula kancane, yeah, pungula foot. Yeah. In other words, it test fund is exactly it bring equilibrium. Mogo simo sempilo yam. Umusatane emkambela mangu ta hai unkulunkulu agangtani na nalale. Unkulunkulu let it test. If it test yam, it dinguti even a certain percentage of capability. Unkulunkulu zo letter long ilingana no kolaba. When God tests us, when the show our level of faith, yingakho ushilo umunye umlaleli ukuthi ukungaba vele nje ukuthi nginikeze i-test ka grade 12 ngibe nesilabhasi ka grade 11 and when test comes in intention yako fanele siyazi kahle mfundisi is to promote us is to make sure of the quality siyo nokushape i-character yethu ushilo la umunye ikhola mfundisi ethi sometimes sicabanga ukuthi siyathestwa kanti uNkulunkulu nesikhombisa ukuthi nasihlukumeza abantu bese sithi yazi bathesta ugcobo lwabo. Hayi, it's not people who test your anointing, it's God, like enzile kuAbraham ukuthi when umezweni la oyehlala kulo ethi kuAbraham phuma ezweni lakini ihlobo zenu nala ujwayele khona kuExodus chapter 12 Genesis chapter 12 kuyabonakala ukuthi uNkulunkulu he was preparing u-Abraham ukuthi ngizokwenza the leaders yabantu bami but I cannot work with you usase kule ngqondo yabakini amadlozi akini nobukhatha abakini na everything uyazi yakini he has to go through the wilderness and the wilderness upon this akudlalo lapha ehlane awuphuza amanzi yangqomela amanzi akhishwa edwaleni ukubalelela eleon ukuthi abantwana bakaisrael kwadinga ukuthi bakhalela amanzi abanye sebekhala becomplain ukuthi sinazofela la siyakhombisa ukuthi inhliziyo yabo yayisanamathele laba bevela khona but I love God because his intention is to make sure ukuthi we reach a level whereby we are like him. We give his reverence in everything. He tests the level of our faith. And also, last thing from this, ukuthi he sharpens us. Ngoba uma izifakwe test yalolo mfundisi sicela ukuthi sibe zikhali esandleni sikaNkulunkulu.
Nayo ke indaba. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-333-8699. You can talk to us there. You can also give us a shout. 012-334-1322. Or else send us a WhatsApp. It's 082-657-2729. You take a correct indaba ga umfundisi unuamba uJosepha. Ukuvivinywa nokulinga akufani. Testing and tempting are not the same. And I agree that abantu bathi they are being tempted by the Father. But the word says you should not say so. It says if any is being tempted, let them not say they are tempted by the Father.
Amen.
For the Father cannot tempt to do evil. He is not evil. He doesn't tempt to do evil. But it is the evil one. And one is led to sin by their own evil desires. I agree. When it comes to tests, it is the Father who tests us so that we can become more proficient in His grace, in His walk, in the tasks that He wants us to have. It is when He tests, not tempt. He does not tempt. So, when we talk about tests, we are not talking about temptations. Tingibeke ngesingune. Uma sikhuluma ngokuvivinywa, asikhulumi ngokulinga. Kuba inkinga enkulu ebantwini uma lokhu kuvela, uthola ukuthi sekunalokulinga. Logo okuvelayo. Inkosi sisize. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-333-8699. Let's hear what you say. 012-333-8699. And of course, I am willing to hear from you just as much as you want to talk to us. I am willing to hear from you. Say what you feel in your heart. And let us hear you quite well. There's a beautiful song.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
All right, Sipho, let me give this to you, Baba. Let me give this to you. And then, when we are tempted, it says, it is the devil. But when we are tested, It is the Father. I want us to make a difference there. And then, Jabulani, now you will take it over the Ngizokuthuthini. But at the same time, we are taking your calls. Let's take the call first. Sawubona Dumela. Sawubona.
Ayibona Nkosi Babureni.
Gogo ninjani kodwa?
Hayi Nkosi, ngiyibingelele kulo nyaka kade ngangigcina.
Hayi sakugcina kudala Gogo, sakugcina sile eMbumbe eNatal, hey.
Hawu manje angisahleli lapha ngithi nawe Nkosi yami.
Yeah.
Manje indodana yami iyangihlela manje yona. Le Mbumbe bazabona ukuthi hayi walapha eGauteng ngoba manje.
Hayi Nkosi, ngithembisile ukuthi man mangibuye enkabini kababa, enkabini kababa.
Ngiyokwakha ekhaya.
Ngiyokwakha ekhaya, yeah.
Mari manje na uthi-ke baxhaphaza amanzi, bazadideka nethi lapho.
Ya, makuchatshazwa-ke kuzoba nenkinga-ke gogo kakhulu.
Nethi lelo gama lokuxhaphaza, yabona
yeah.
Na ukuxhaphaza usho enye into.
Enye into, ngiyayizwa ma ingapha,
Ya, fanele ukuthi
Baxhapha.
Ungafakuze phakathi. Uyayibona.
Ya, bayaxhapha.
Manje uhambe kahle manje, inkosi yakho ngathi uyifeyila apha ekugqibeleni.
Hey man, inkosi le nayo man, eyithi
inkosi yakho ngathi uyayifeyila ngokuthi uhambe kahle.
Ya, no, kusho ukuthi isayini yokuthi ngingahambi-ke le.
Into engokungathi uzawuqela ukuthi uMoses okwadwa kuye. Ngawuthethe kaloku nelilwalwa.
Ya, ya gogo.
Basuke walibetha yena.
Hey man gogo.
Kanti bekuthe makathethe.
Eh yakho.
Ngibalo ndawana.
Eh, eh kakhulu.
Manje azange sayiphatha. Manje ufuna ukuyibheka into lapha nakuya ngasekupheleni kuthanda ukubheda kancane.
Ya, ya, ya.
Manje-ke nami ngiyambonga uNkulunkulu nithi ayibeke indaba yokuvivinywa. Nokulingwa angithi sho njalo manje-ke kusho kude ngifuna ukuzwa kahle ukuthi manje lokuvivinya nokulingwa kuhlukephi ukulingwa nokuvivinya manje ngizwile ngesokukhuluma-ke lapho ekudineni ngokuvivinywa manje mina enhliziyweni yami kungathi lento lezi zicishe ziyahlangana waphela ukulingwa nokuvivinya ngathi le nto leziyafana ngoba kufana nokuthi udelelwe yabona ayihambelani le nto
ngempela gogo
ya udelelwe utate umfundisi udelelwe ngumntwana omncane lapha akutshelatshela amagama nje uzayithatha njani loo nto
ya
manje ngithanda uPawulu lapha umakorinte 10 uvesi 12 no-13 uthi ke osuke etumpile kuthi abheke ukuthi angawo manje 13 uyachaza ukuthi uPawuli angeke ukulinga kwenu kube ngaphezu kwamandla enu kodwa nizoba nendlela yokukuthwala ma sengitshela ukuthi-ke sengathi kuyahambeka nokuvivinywa ngoba phela ngamanye amagama suke ngibekwa esikaleni ukuthi manje ukukholwa kwami kungakanani angithi
yebo gogo
ma le ndaba ngathi iyahlangana lapha-ke ekukholweni nokuthi ngimthanda kanjani uNkulunkulu uma yena esifuna le ndodana yakhe inkosi yami ayithandayo inkosi yami kukuphela kwayo manje le nto ingathi ziyafana ukulingwa loku nokuvivinywa le nto ingathi iyafana
ampur ma ungayibhekanga kahle ungayibona ifana vele
ya ungayibona ifana kanti yona ayifani
ehene
ya manje yokubuhlungu kakhulu inkosi yami awu bantu sengathi inkosi ingasinceda endleleni ukuthi make uthixo wena esivivinya esibeka esikalini sibone ukuthi hayi ubaba yena uyongibeka esikalini
ngempela
manje kuba makama utheke manje inkosi yami siyalolwa
ngempela
uthi umfundisi uma eshumayela namhlanje esontweni lami lapho Isaiah 41 uvesi 10 ungibusa usile ukuthi uNkulunkulu uthi-ke ningisazi u9 mayeyophela uthi angizi ukukulahla Israyeli ngoba uyinceke yami ngiyikhethile manje u15 uthi yena nginezeni aba yibhulo
ehene
uyayibona le nto yibhulo ke baba uRay ukuthi ungayithatha kanjani le yokubhula
uzakhona
ukuyisho le nawuthika le-KZN
angeke phela loku uthi uthi yibhulo angeke uyisho ke
leyo uzayichaza kahle kufuneka uchaza ngithi ibhaliwe
fanele uchaze ukuthi kusho ukuthini
iya ngithi u-Isaiah uthi manje singabe kuma ekhali esikhaleni.
Yeah, yeah.
Yabona ukuthi singamakha usho njalo uIsaya la. Yeah, manje ayibeke ukuthi manje sizibhulo.
Ngempela.
Sokho ngamana gama ngeke ukukhulume ngento ongayiqondisisi ongayazi kahle. Uyabona ukuthi nakubuza umnyatha ubhula ke manje ubabrise so, uyamtshela ukuthi hayi phela ubhula amabele ubhula nombili. Yabona manje uzamdida manje.
Kakhulu.
Manje ayihambi kanjani.
Ngempela khona.
Uma ukuthi awusibhulo babrise kusho ukuthi ungumnodi.
Ngempela.
Ngokuthitha ukuthi noba imlilo ifika endleleni. Yeah, ngathi ke sizivinya ngaye lo mlilo kodwa naye wako wathi ukukalo wathi ukuvivinya wathi unayo ulingene wahlangabezana nezinto. Wathola imlilo. Manje ke kufanele ukuthi sifundele ukubhula yonke lento esidibana naye sikwazi ukuyibhula sikwazi ukuthi sicine umlilo uma sesishiswa imlilo.
Yeah.
Sesidibana nezinto. Ukwazi ukuzibhula waphela yabona ukushisa umlilo ungabaleka lapho ungangena ezona awukhona ukuyicima yabona
yeah ngempela
kumele manje uvinje ubanjwe abantu baninani wazi umlilo nabantwana balapha edolobheni
yeah no
iqinisa yeah ngoba lighta ngumlilo umuntu olighta ngumlilo lempahla uyahamba yemure ngekumbani
ngangeke vele
hey
sabona ngama riot vele ngama riot
sifike ukuthi umuntu uabhuke umuntu abanje abhuke kabhuke ucinye lo mlilo ngoba kungenjalo uyofela ekudini kakhulu hey manje Nkosi yami ngiyabusa kakhulu ukuthi akhuluma lapha nibeka Nkosi yami Ubaba Abraham awakwangizisa ubuhlungu mangelinda ngihamba nonkosikazi wakhe lapha kuphenti ukuthi yosahamba endleleni nophela ukuthi ah Nkosi yami mazi sifika le vivinyo manje sebekubuza ke so mani uthi udadwethu
hey madoda
uyayibona le nto
maqambele qamba ka qamba manga
iyabona manje ukuthi uthi wayezwa ukusaba nokuthuthuba nokuthi mhlawumbe lahlekela yithemba manje ngiyamthanda uPaul Mayethi asibambe isimo sethemba singaxeki ngobukholekile wethembisa
haleluya
Ya angeke asishiye.
Ngempela.
Ya uthi lawo mathanda besiqaphele ukuthi ukuvusa ithandeni imisebenzi emihle. Ngoba zikhona zona izinto vele siyovele sekuhlakana zendleleni. Kodwa singaxeki ethembeni sine. Lapho ethembeni waphela manje uma singaxeka. Kunenge ngokuzamoshakala ngeke ubone nokuthi hayi uNkulunkulu manje uyangizivile ufuna ungibone ukuthi ngiyakhula yini emoyeni. Ngoba esikhathi muthi awukhulume uhlala ungunana nje yabona.
Nayo-ke inkinga.
Ya manje bese uyabuvivinya ukuthi ufuna ukubona ukuthi ufike kangakanani uyawafunda yini ingcwadi mhlawumbe utata wayibeka nje.
Tohwana, khula.
Kanti manje awuyifunda uzathi nakakuthinta lapha usho ukuthi hayi iqala lapha iyehla lapha igcina la ithi.
Ya.
Uyayibona ke indodana yami.
Kakhulu gogo, kakhulu.
Manje kumnandi kuhamba naye baba Ray ngoba into ziyenzeke endleleni baba Ray. UDavid akunqakethi masilonde nalizwe endlizweni zethu ukuze singoni.
Ngempela.
Yeah, ngelinga ngathi ngemthola empilweni lapha. Ngathi ngiyafika lapha yana basibathi hayi sibona ukuthi ungalala ke manje. Hey man ngahlangabezana nenkinga.
Eish.
Ngathi ngilala njani ngoba sekuthiwa hayi ngazathi ngeke ufike ekhaya.
Yeah.
Yeah ngathi ngeke ufike ekhaya ngamangala mina ngihambe nje ngi-right ngibathi hayi ngathi impela manje siza nasibambe umthambo wakho lapho ngathi hayi ngeke ufike nalapha e-renkini. Hey man babu le ngabona enye into yokukalwa ngendlela ngathi ngihlakabezana manje ngizivinywa kanjena.
Hey man.
Manje ngasithi ngangizivinywa ndenike manje sengilalisiwe ke lapho ke nami ke sengigqoka ingubo zalapho ngingazazi.
Hey man.
Yeah esibhedlele basebethi ke manje ke kimi abanamba wona uyawazi ini wabantwana bakho na.
Igogo.
Yabona ukunganaki babu le.
Hey.
Yeah. Hayi ngase ngiyasha ngama number abantu bami ngathi cha lo nomunye kuphi sebenze ebusuku kodwa manje ulele. Base bethi amanye awunawo ngathi cha la number kamakhelwane.
Yeah.
Bathi ka usholo ke gogo. Akwathola ukuthi ngiyawasho.
Ngempela.
Bafaka bathi gogo awangini kanti bona bamamele ngakahle. Baphinda bathi gogo bathi hayi umakhulu uthi angena ama number. Manje siyosizwa yilowo Nkosi yami ukuthi yena sihlale naye uNkulunkulu bantwana bethu nobasifica izivinyo kodwa simkhonze ngoba nathi ngifica lapha ngizivinyo lapho mina sengisuka ngishiya naleso nto ngiyokhonza kwenye indawo.
Eish.
Yabona.
Ya yathandwa ke.
Kanti uThixo kakade angivivinya. Mina ngiboni mina sengishiya phansi yonke lento ngithi ayu Ray akasale nebandla lakhe. Mhlawumbe angivivinye ngawo baba Ray ushumayele ngamhlambe amaviki amathathu.
Hey madodana.
Ungivinya ngithe umfundisi wangihlalela kahle kanti ngalo mfundisi.
Kwenze njani?
kwenze njani wangishanga la matshe kangaka wangihlalela kangaka kanti umthetho khona kale uvivinya ngendlela eziningi angithi mntanami
ngempela
manje kukuvivinya kunjalo kwethu kasihlalele enkosini bantwana bethu sihlalele ezwini angizwile abalaleli babeka nkosi yami ngisho ukuthi naniyaka baba makam ngelanga ngingitshele mani ngiyafuna ukuyofika kwakhe
kungaba kuhle
ngiyamuzwa ukuthi isizulu bani yasi isizulu yasizama kakhulu yasishaya mani unkomyeni aphilile mani amen bazalwane nanibambezele
thank you gogo siyabonga
amen thank you
family gogo how's it going we're taking your calls you can give us a shout talk to us directly there 012-333-8699. Let's hear what you say on this matter. Yeah, these things happen. Hello there, hi.
Hello, hey.
Yebo, Putwami.
Hey, unjani, my brother.
Siyaphila, sibuze kuwe, Putwami.
Ah, siyagciniwe emuseni, my brother. Ngifisa ney'nceku lapho uPastor J.B. Dominic nomfundisi uKhadebe wasefanela.
Awuzweke.
Hallelujah.
Talk is not faith tested, my brother. Some are faith tested. Ngoba iJehova ufuna ukubona ukukhula kokholo lwethu.
Yeah.
Number one, ukuthi our faith is growing or not. Ngoba ngezinye izikhathi sibusisiwe ngezinto ezalelizwe ezinhle, kepha uthole ukuthi sicabanga ukuthi lezi zinto sithole ngamandla yethu noma ngokuhlakanipha kwethu, brother. Bese uNkulunkulu sibukela izinto sabalale kancane kancane. The devil will bring tribulation and test to us.
Yeah.
If we win this test, then it will show that our faith is genuine or not. Ezinye izikhathi sibandla lika Jesu Christu safikelwa yikorona pandemic brother. Many of our family members died. Bebulawa yilokubhubhana lesifo.
Yeah.
Ama-business avala, iningi lalahlekelwa yimisebenzi. Namasonto amanye avala.
Yeah.
Then i-financial hardship kwaba yi-test yokholo lwethu. We became like believers, brother.
Yeah.
What will we eat? What will we drink? What will we say? Ihambile, brother. Kepha uNkulunkulu esiqinisa ukuthi lapha kumahubo 91:15.
Yeah.
Kungibiza ngiphendule yakuba nayo sizini ngimkhulule ngimdumise.
Ngempela.
Nathi ngoba sijabulisa uJesu Kristu umnikazi webandla.
Usese khona? Okay. Angazi kwenzakalani, but we seem to be losing uBabvilakazi there. Babvilakazi, usese khona? Alright, we seem to have lost him a bit there. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-333-8699. Let's hear what you say on this matter.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
All right. And we take your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-333-8699. We need to hear from you as to what you make of this. 012-333-8699. Hello there. Hi.
It's good, brother. Isuke yakhatha, ne?
Yeah, isuke yakhatha, putwami.
You are starting to load shedding somewhere.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that.
We must not have fear of trials and tribulation.
Yeah.
The Lord is our helper. Must be cleaner and become heads, not tails, my brother.
Yeah. All the time, all the time. Be blessed too, sir. Yabong. Auzege. We're taking your calls. Let's hear what you say on this matter. And let's hear what you bring across with regards to this. I need to hear from you. And here's another one. This is from MOM, Mom. Says, greetings in the name of Jesus. I was in a sinful relationship, fat and set, for about 16 years. We actually met when his daughter and my were only 2 years old, and they are now young adults. This relationship went bad when he tried to bring his other pregnant girlfriend to the house we were living in, and by the grace of God, he was exposed. This happened when I started going to church after being invited by a friend. I then moved back to my own house with my children. Last week, I met Musioni, and he's talking about marriage. Now, the test has already begun to practice what God intends us to do before getting married. We will have to go through all the necessary ways before we both know what God intends for this relationship. Let the Father have the deciding factor in everything. All right, here's another one from JKM. Says, Cotton Tatelhodi, Leba Shanka Moreneng, Jabuli Sipo. God gives us 40 years to achieve what each one desires rightfully, but we always forget that there's trials and tribulations in our path. Tests come in many forms, Muruti, but there is the most notable number of 40 years. It all happens through the kingdom of the Israelites. One Saul ruled Israel 40 years, chasing David, but David survived the tests of time, and he always was running away from Saul. His 40 years expired too. Then David became king and ruled Israel 40 years. He became the most powerful king of Israel. He was also tested during his 40 years of ruling. But he knew God, and even when he stumbled and fell, he called upon the Lord. His desire was to build a temple for the Lord, but God told him he can't, for his hands are full of blood and his term expired. Then Samuel became the king for the next 40 years. Yet he was also tested, even though regarded as the most notable king over Israel. 1 Peter 4:12-19. Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery trials when it comes upon you to test you as though something strange were happening to you. But rejoice in so far as you share Christ's suffering, that you may also rejoice and be glad when his glory is revealed. If you are insulted for the name of Christ, you are blessed, because the Spirit of glory and God rests upon you. But let none of you suffer as a murderer or a thief or an evildoer or a meddler. Yet if anyone suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in that name. 1 Peter 5:10. And after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. That is Psalm 66:10-12. For you, O God, have tested us. You have tried us as silver is tried. You brought us into the net. You laid the crushing burden on our backs. Yet let men ride over our hearts. We went through fire and through water. Yet you have brought us out to a place of abundance. Jackie M. in the Val, Sibukeng. I have a problem when you said Samuel became a king for 40 years. I read it there, Mom Jackie, you wrote it there. Okay. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. All right. Jabu, let me bring this to you, brother.
Amen.
At Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night, and God said, What shall I give you? Now, I know that scriptures say God, but it's actually Yahuwah appeared to Solomon in a dream by night and asked him and said, ask, what shall I give you? Remember? And
Hey, ngiyacabanga uSolomon bekuyimbe ngizothi yo. Uyibonile le moto eba TV yano. Awungizame baba, nje ekuseni ke ngithi ukuyivurvana. Ask and I shall give you. What a test there. To see if this king was refined. And then he asks for Christ. He says that you may give me wisdom.
Yes,
whose
sir.
Wisdom? Whose wisdom?
It's Christ.
Yeah. Whose wisdom? Oh. He says that you may give me wisdom. He asks for Christ. What a test. A paseka mnandu. A pase powerfully. Jabu, do you often fail our tests?
You know, in most cases, I would say that we do because of not understanding maybe the purpose of the tests and also confusing the tests with the temptation. As also, you know, like maybe some might be also thinking that the test and the temptation is the same. So, but if we can understand the purpose of the test, as the word says, that it's to strengthen our faith, you know, it's to build a faith, actually a character that is godly. Is to purify us, to remove everything that is not of God in us, so that godliness can remain with us. And then God can do anything he wants with our life. He can bless us the way he wants. But now, if that happens before this test, we will not be able to really be used of God. We will not be able to even contain the things that God wants to deposit in our life. Like I was reading Zechariah chapter 13:9, it says, and I will bring the dead party through the fire, refine them as silver is refined, and test them as gold is tested. You know, and then they will call on my name, and I will answer them. So that's the purpose, for us to be able to have a conversation with the Father. When we pray, for our prayers to reach him and him to answer us. So, but if we do not go through this fire, which is the test, there is no way that we'll be able to cry out to God and be heard by him, because all these things, worldliness, yabo, inyama, you know, iniswa, inkanugo, and everything that we desire will still be like clouding us. So, but once we are tested, we are put in the fire, just like gold, you know. Gold only gains its value after the fire. You know, after the fire, then that's where it shines. That's where it's the valuable mineral resource. So also, for us to really be valuable, we need to go through the fire, unfortunately. You know, some people feel like, God, why God will cause us to feel so much pain? Why God will go, you know, he will never like cause us to go through what we'll not be able to endure or be able to really overcome. So the test that God brings to us, we will be able to pass them when we depend on him and rely on him. After that, you know, we will be having a character that is godly. Everything he wants to do, he will do. Everything that we need, he will provide.
Absolutely. Absolutely true there. And we are still taking your calls. You can talk to us. Let's hear what you say. 012-333-8699. 012-334-1322. And let's hear what you say. Hello there. Hi.
Hello there.
Yeah, on Radio Pulpit. Hello.
I born in Kos, Baba.
Goko.
Hi, man. I'm busy. I'm trying to find a way to make my whole body feel
yeah, man.
Yeah, man. You have to be busy. I don't know what you're doing. But ultimately, I'm going to be
yeah.
Uthi manje bese ngihlangabezana nezinto.
Hey madod.
Manje khona ke ngibusisa khona ethi kwenye indawo uye wabhadala engakuliti bathi yakweleka. Uthi mangabe sengiyakhokha uyayibona injani lo nto? Uthi ukuthi yiko ukuvivinya ngithi lokho.
Ngempela.
Uthi manje ngakhokhisa ukuthi manje ukuza abantu bangazondivane ngenxa yami.
Yeah.
Uba nangabe ngizongithi pick bathu abantu hayi kanti le nto kanti inje.
Kanti inje. Hey.
Manje bathola ukuthi ke wabanjani leyo? Wase ubhula umlilo.
Yeah.
Uthi ku-Isaya uma ekhuluma ngokubhula ke manje, uthi ke manje imigoqo emaphangweni, uyawazi umgoqo?
Eh.
Uyawazi babrey?
Umgoqo mama.
Umgoqo uyawazi?
Cha, angiwazi mama.
It's stumbling block.
Oh, umgoqo.
yakuthiwa ngumgogo, ungathi umgogo, na uthi umgogo ushenyini. Umgogo. Uyabona.
Yeah.
So ukuthi manje ke inkeme phambi kwakho, manje ukizayo uthi iyanciblika phambi kwethu ngoba singabantwana bankulu, uma simfunda lapho 45 uyakhulu. Ngoba sinjani na, ngoba Nkosi yami siyibhulu.
Ngempela.
Ya, siyibhulu Nkosi yami ngoba zenzeka izinto. UThixo usikala ngifuna ukusibona ukuthi singamaqhawe yini, siyafana yini naye waphela, uthi singoNkulunkulu. Hey Nkosi yami, imnandi indaba yanamhlanje bantwana bami, nami ngifakele ivuselelo. Ngiyathanda nami ukuthi ngibe nani Nkosi yami, nami ngiyaphila ngiyavuselela ya. Nithi ke phambili ngoba sowuthi yathutha nje manje uyohlala ngase KZN.
Mayibo. No, ikhaya nje lesibili.
Oh, ikhaya lesibili.
Ya, nje ikhaya lesibili.
Hayi go bulapha ngizalo ngiyohlalela lapho ke ngizimile lamasi lamasi abomvu lawo kade ukhuluma ngawo.
Nayo ke, nayo ke indaba, nayo ke.
Yeah, ngahamba ka ngawudlala amasi ke mina sengikhulele la eGoli isikhathi esiningi. Ngaphatha isisu cishe kwaphela inyanga. Lamasi abomvu la ngaphatha ingagidisa isisu engingasazi
yabo.
Manje ufuna ukuthi ngidle utsweke.
Yeah, utsweke.
Uyabona utsweke maye. Nasezwini kunjalo, wena ujali ukudla utsweke. Eh nangaba sefungene ezwini sokujuliwe manje ezwini ngifundisa uChumayele. Angijika ngithi manje uReyan samuzwa ngijike sengithi ngona mina ngasaya kule nkonzo.
Yeah, yeah.
Kanti manje indaba sesijikile manje. Yeah, selithenya vizinya ntele ukuthi ngikala kangaka, ngikalwa kangakanani, ngivika kangakanani, ngenza kanjani.
Yeah, ngempela.
Yeah, ngikhula kanjani emoyeni. Manje ke abantwana bethu singabanqobi, ayibongi Nkosi, singabanqobi.
Mayibongwe gogo, siyabonga
kakhulu. Amen, emlilweni nasemanzini. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Awuzeke, and of course, a little bit of unqubeko.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564. Or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you want to grow your business sales? Do you know that you can advertise on Radio Pulpit, Radio Pulpit website, The Word for Today magazine, and The Word for You Today magazine at the ridiculously low prices? Yes, you can indeed. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, offers you the platform to grow your businesses at the best affordable prices. Simply contact me, Godfrey Mwabi, on godfrey@radiopulpit.co.za or call me on 012-334-1265 and I'll tell you how. Remember, I've made it my business to grow your business.
Download our app now and listen to us wherever you go. Available in the App Store and Play Store.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM. 657 AM.
It's a beautiful song, isn't it? It's a beautiful song. Cuckoo.
Eh, Baruti Vaka, the Taiji, Chiaku, La Man, Ronald Twix, Arna, Mate, and what David Tone.
Ay, Mara, why?
The Anong Mason, Chiti, Shuka Mohan, and Tretch infection.
Hey, Aman Cuckoo.
Kopala di Tapel of Fela, Baruti Vaka, Katafuna, Havo Savikatlan.
Okay, Cuckoo, for the Calibitulam Renarena. Ye so, Yahusha Hamashia.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, kyaleboga.
Amen, Cuckoo, man. Amen.
Amen.
Hey, man, lamanzi lawa, man. Lamanzi lawa. Abantu banikezwa wona, man. Hayi, isihlungu, isihlungu, isihlungu kakhulu. Hello there, hi.
Hi, I'm Pastor Ray, njani na?
Ifukile ekongwini, manano.
Ifukile, sorry, ngene late. Angifanele ngene kale nyana, man.
Ah, silungile, Cuckoo, silungile.
Ah, silungile, nakhenza.
Welcome, welcome, man.
Welcome, thank you. Yeah. Hey, hayi, twa thofiki soko mhaka ya kahle. Ende, vanhu va swi kahle, iya hina hinkwerhu, a hi ya vonwini na vo tipfa ka dela, ni ri.
Ya.
Ho akana. Hi vuyisana, hileswaku hi vuyisana endleleni ya Xikwembu.
Ya, absolutely.
Mativa ni ta kiswa, ho akana la. Ni ta kiswa hi Dr. Romani chapter 8, liya.
Ya, akana.
Verse 2, verse 2, liya.
Ya.
Vaku Xikwembu a swo mi kambela. Leswaku mi nga rivali, a vula va Israyele, ku leswaku mi nga rivali ndlela leyi mi nga famba hi yona loko mi humilile
Gibita.
Yeah, man.
Na ku mitshina ku bona ku mifambe malembe mangani tikombo xa mitambela xa mitambela xa bona ku mita rivala na n'wina va Israele mita yingisa swileso swa xona na ma hi vona mhaka leswi swi dyondzisa ku na le vukristeni a ni munhu hi ta huma a ku ani tshikile swa misava a na ha endli leswi na leswi ni ya vukristeni ku ta swin'wana swi ta swi ta ni kambela ku na xi tiva xikwembu lexi xi nga ni susa laya na xi nga famba na mina ni xi vonile nani na xi yingisake na hi vona mhaka leyi vona a yi saseke ngopfu a yi xi tshembeni xikwembu so leswi swi tela ku ta hi ninginisa ku ri i tiyile na va xi tiva xikwembu na ku ri xi famba na wena miringo a ncimu swa ku kurisa leswiya swo hi tlakusa miringo liya ku xikwembu xi ta kota ku vona ku hose wa ni tshemba wa ni yingisa halleluya
halleluya manano
amen
amen amen ngempela uyasivivinya ukubona ukuthi sime ngokweqiniso na uyayibona sime ngokweqiniso that is what she's saying. He tests us to see as to whether we still are standing in the faith and in the truth. That is what she said. You know? All right, coming to the end of the show, a little bit of that song.
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit. Impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
It's here. Radio Pulpit's new website is live. You can tune in at radiopulpit.co.za and enjoy crystal clear sound with just a click of a button or listen to our podcasts. Discover biblical truths in our daily devotionals and let our stories of hope inspire you. You can download our app on this new look, easy to use platform. Find your favorite program, get to know our presenters, and so much more at radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
It's difficult to face the overwhelming pressures of life alone. Sometimes we just need someone to talk to, someone to listen to us. And what better way to do that than through a quick and easy WhatsApp text? Whether you're having a hard time coping with school, family issues, being bullied, depression or anxiety, speak to someone who cares today. Send a WhatsApp message to 064-530-6805 or 074-995-9085. Our I Am Youth Counseling team, Charles Dudoy and Danny Vambili, are ready to connect with you today.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Ngubeko Mbatha there. A beautiful song then. I trust you are enjoying it together with me. Now unto him, the name of the track. Hey, we're coming to the end of the part, man. And next week, we are talking about the walk of a believer. The walk of a believer, that's what we are talking about next week with Jablan Dominic and Sipho Paulos. And please remember, my brothers, I will send you a topics le esiprekayo, esizokwazi ukuthi si transmit eningekho kwamanye ama show. Those 10-minute inserts mantholisikhathi. Then I will send the topics. I'll send the topics to each, and then you break them into four parts, that is definition, moments, effects, and conclusion. That will be happening. I will be sending them to you. Sipho Nawe Jabu, my friend. Francis Sithole says, Ray, ungathi la manzi la. Rather say le ANC lena. How? Because we lived under the NP government, but we've never seen anything like this. Francis, ukhuluma ngani ndoda? Hawu mara Francis, vele vele walalela ishow, wayilalela ishow, wayilalela, wathi mighty 3 minutes to. Wathi thing bavrithele. Cale ngoRay. All right. Thank you Francis. Thank you for sending the message, man. And you know, we are actually tested in many instances. Verse 23 and verse 24 of Acts chapter 16. And when they had laid many stripes on them, they threw them into prison, commanding the jailer to keep them securely.
having received such a charge, he put them into the inner prison and fastened their feet in the stocks. Hey, Paul and Silas. Now, here's an issue that they were happy that they are going through this trials and tribulations, these sufferings. They are our tests. Let me give you a minute each just to conclude. Telling our Sipo Mshobowam.
Thank you very much for listening from the beginning. But what I'll highlight most in this talk, in the topic, and I'm saying, there's a difference between testing
and tempting, yes.
And tempting.
Yeah.
So, from the Konabu Genesis chapter 22, verse 1, Uti, now after this thing, God tested. It's God who tests the faith and the commitment of Abraham. And the Mafunda, who made to chapter 4, that's where we see temptation.
Yeah.
Whereby Nakona Usatane a tempta uJesu. I mean fun in verse 4 corner, Uzobonumale. Then Jesus was led by the Holy Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. God test, devil tempt.
Absolutely, absolutely. Smong as sipo. Jabu.
Amen. We really thank God to teach us about, you know, the test, about our faith being tested. So I believe that many of us now, we really have an understanding from God so that you cannot confuse the two, temptations and tests, and also see the benefits of the test in our lives. So now I think we should be in a position where we feel now with it vision, so that it's so was with the ukhola kwethu kube ngokuqinile futhi okunamandla. So in the book of Job 1:22, there it says, through all this, Job did not sin, nor did he blame God. We know the tests that Job, actually, the tests, the trials, the tribulations, the sufferings that he went through. But through all that, he did not sin. He did not even blame God. So let us not also, like, blame God when we are tested or even sin, because and make the test to be the license for us to sin, to say, I've got nothing else to do, therefore let me just give in to sin. No, know that after the test, there is a great reward that the Lord has prepared for you. You will see the victories that the Lord has kept in store for you. Let us enjoy the test and the trial.
Absolutely, absolutely. Ngiyabonga to the both of you. We talk again the coming week. And to the King above all else, Yahusha HaMashiach, we give him glory, majesty, and honor that also by his Ruach, the Holy Spirit, Yahuwah Elohim continues to guide us into all truth. And we are learning together. Thank you so much. Jabu, thank you, my friend. I will send you the topics when I arrive at home. Sipo, thank you, my friend. I'll send you the topics when I arrive at home. Ngiyabonga mganwami. Jabu.
Sibonge kakhulu mganwami. Nkulunkulu akubusise nomngeni wonke. Mganwami Sipho, balaleli bonke, ogogo bonke abafonile.
Hey,
mganwami, ngegama lika Jesu Christ.
Makaphile ugogo, aphile ugogo Sibeko, aphile Sipholi ilonda. Ngithi amalonda manje ngiyazi ukuthi bazangifonela, but manje uthi nire. Yabona ukukhulela eGauteng kuyamosha. Ulwimi lami alisasebenzi kahle, uyayibona. Sipho, asibonge.
To all the glory to Ngunkulu wethu Mfundisi, that his will be done. Nempilo yethu. Thank you very much.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Jablani. Amen.
Yabona bekathi athanda ukuthi mjebhane ezilezi ezikhulele emalokishini akude nedorobha. Mjebhane. Asibonge kakhulu inkosi nibusise bafowethu, kuyanithanda. Amen. Awuzeke. And then of course, thank you so much for the calls. Thank you for the WhatsApps. To even, you know, spend time with us. We really appreciate. We talk again the coming time. Much blessings to you.
Get your daily bread, but also your faith in practice. It's 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.